Okay, putting on the recording.
You got a hungry reading.
Okay, the right side. Today's daf is daf Lamed Hey. We're starting at the Mishnah 8-9 lines in. So to Mishnah. Now we're talking for the first time about Hilchis Matzah. Until now the focus has always been on Hilchis Chametz. Now we're talking about Matzah on Seder night. You can make matzahs out of the following five minim. Out of chitim, which of course is wheat. Soyrim, of course, is barley. Then you have koismin, shipoin, and shiboilish shu'al. That stands for, koismin stands for spelt. Shipoin stands for rye. And shiboilish shu'al is oats. It's an easy way to remember. Here on the west side, we used to have many SROs, single room occupancy. So you have koismin, shipoin, shiboilish shu'al, SRO, spelt, rye, and oats.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Not about the bee,
Why is shiboilish shu'al? Why is oats called shiboilish shu'al? Says Rashi. Shu'al, as you all know, means a fox. And you look at the stalk of grain of the oats. Says Rashi, it looks like kizanav hashu'al. It looks like the tail of the fox. So, if you ever see shiboilish shu'al oats growing, you can point to it and say, ah, I know what that is. Those look exactly like foxtails. Anyway, those are the 5 minute. And we continue the Mishnah. The yoitze medamai, you can be yoitze by demai. Everybody knows demai means that you bought tvua from an amaretz, and there was a small percentage of amaratzim that did not give maisrois. Most did, but a small percent did not. You can be yoitze your mitzvah of matzah, even if the matzahs are from demai. Demai meaning that when you buy it from amaretz, you're supposed to give maisrois now on the chashash that maybe he didn't give. Here, you can be yoitze matzahs with demai. The Gemara is going to explain this in much greater detail. Maaserishin, where the truma was removed. What does that mean? Stay tuned for the Gemara. If you originally had maaserishini produce, you live, you're a farmer, lives in Tel Aviv, you had a whole field full of goodies, now you've been mafresh at the end of the harvest season, 10% maaserishini, which you have to take up to Yerushalayim. You don't want to take it to Yerushalayim because it's so heavy. If it's too heavy to go and schlep all the way to Yerushalayim, what you can go and do is you can go and be poided, which means you can go and take the value, put it on money, take that money and bring it up to Yerushalayim. And with that money you can go and buy brand new food items, etc. We'll talk about this more in the Gemara. The Hegdish Sheniftu, as well as Hegdish that you were poide, meaning you were makdish wheat or barley, one of these five minim for the gizbar, and now you decided you want to take it back, so you can be poisoned. Of course, you have to add a chaymish, give it to the gizbar, and now you can go and use it for matzahs.
Is the meiser sheni shapodu? Is the sheniftu?
And then this goes on both. Absolutely.
And could you use regular meiser sheni for?
Yes, you can. And kahanim can go and use chal and truma. Of course, the regular meiser sheni has to be in Yerushalayim. It goes without saying. Kahanim bechalu betruma. When it comes to kahanim, they can go and use the challah that they received from people, as well as the truma that they received from people, make it into matzahs, no problem. If you have tevel, tevel, as everybody knows, means brand new tvua that just grew, you did the miruach, now it's mechuyah b'trumas and maisis, and no trumas and maisis were given. Cannot use that for matzahs. If you have maaserishin where truma was not given, no good for matzahs. If you have maaserishin and hegdish shaloi niftu, maaserishin outside Yerushalayim, where you were not poided, or you have hegdish that you were not poided, you're not allowed to use that for the matzahs. If you have a chalis hatoidur kike nozir, chalis of a toida. Now, as you know, toida, of course, has 40 chalis. Among them, 10 of them happen to be chomets. We're not talking about the chomets sticker that, of course, you cannot use. But if you have 30, which are matzois, what's the din now? Or a kikinozi. Nozir also has matzos, I think, two types of matzos that you go and bring. What's the din? Ason li atzmoi. If you brought those for yourself, ein yoytze behen. You cannot go and use those for matzos for Pesach at the Seder. On the other hand, if you happen to be in the business of producing these types of matzahs to go and sell for people that want to bring a carbon toider, or a nazir who wants to bring his rakikin, then Yoitzman, then the balabos, instead of selling them, he can use it for himself and he can use it for matzahs on Pesach. Now, it's not
a simple question. Why isn't the Levi carved out?
The Levi?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you say? Yeah, please.
It's the Levi who has received maaser but hasn't given trumat maaser.
Okay. So, very good question. The Mishnah does focus on hakohanim v'chalu v'truma. And you said, why doesn't it focus on the Levim? When it comes to the kohanim, and it comes to chal and truma, nobody's allowed to eat chal or truma except for the kohanim. They're the exclusive portion of Klal Yisrael that's allowed to go and eat chal and truma. The Gemara is going to say on the Amud Beis, I might have thought that you can only be yotze your mitzvah of matzah and Pesach with matzois that can be used by every Jew in Klal Yisrael. However, if you're dealing with chal and truma that can only be eaten by a select group of the kahanim, maybe that is not a good matzah for Pesach. Kamash malon, no, even though you and I, non-kahanim, cannot eat it, but the kohen can eat it, it's okay. Let's go and use that vis-a-vis maaser rishon. Maaser rishon that you give to the lady, assuming that he has given his trumas maaser, then anybody can eat it, not only Leviim. The Levim, the Yisraelim, the Kohanim, that is mutter to everyone. So that wouldn't be a chiddush that the Levim can eat it, because not only can the Levim eat it, you and I can also eat it. So therefore the Mishnah didn't bring that. As far as if the Levi received his Maaser Rishon and he did not give his Trumas Maaser, that we're going to discuss in Yetz Shem shortly in the Gemara. Stay tuned. So thank you, David, for giving us the easy segue to get to that discussion shortly. But in the meantime, we ended off the Mishnah saying that if a person has chalos toider rekike nozir ason la'atzman, he cannot use those Seder night. On the surface, this is a little bit difficult. Why is this difficult? Because you cannot bring a korban toider on Erev Pesach, and therefore you're not going to have chalos toider Pesach night. What's the reason why you cannot go and bring a Karm Toidin Erev Pesach? Is because 10 of the Chalois are Chomet. And you're going to say, oh, I'm going to eat it very, very quickly. But Chazal have a special rule. You don't want to be maybe Kochim Lebesa Sreifa, because it's not going to be easy. Schnell, schnell, schnell. Eat up all of the Chalois Chomet in that short period of tired in the morning. And normally, if you're talking about a Karm Toidin, you have the whole day, and then Minator you have the whole night, Midrabban you have until Chatzois, but at least you got some time to get people together and they can all eat up the Chalos. But here you're talking about Erev Pesach in the morning, is a very, very short window, and therefore you don't bring a carbon toy in Erev Pesach, and that's why we don't even say today Mizmar L'Soida. So how do you even have the Chalos Toida? So Rashi says it's talking about Loishochat Hazebach Alein V'Loikora Shem Alein. In other words, his intention was, when you go and bake chalas toida, you don't have to go and bring the carbon that day. You can theoretically hold on to it for a day or two or three, as long as it doesn't get stale. You don't want to bring stale chalas for your toida. So he intended bringing it lemushal on Yud Gimel Nissen. He didn't get around to it for whatever reason, and they're still there. So I would think, okay, they don't really have the status of chalas toida because they only get that kedushas Chalas Toida after the Shechitas HaKarbon. But it was at least designated for that purpose. So if the Mishnah, if it was designated, any Yotze Ben. However, if you happen to be a commercial baker, so to speak, that you sell Chalas Toida Kikanazer, you have a shop outside the Koisel, big, big sign, anybody who needs Chalas Toida Kikanazer, come on over here. It's a special discount today. You can go and get three for a dollar or whatever. Then, okay, Yotzim, and then you can. What's the Svar of Mi'at Hashem? We'll have it another 3 days on Daf Lamed Ches. You want to go into this in greater detail. We go back to the beginning of the Mishnah where we listed that there are five different types of minim that are kosher for matzah. Tana, in the Brice we learned koismin. Koismin is spelt. Min chitin, that is a subset of chitin, meaning of wheat. Shiboy v'shua, v'shipoin, That is the oats and the rye, min sa'irim. That is a subset of barley. Now, what difference does it make if it happens to be a subset of chitim or of barley? Vos is mir anafke mina. So Rashi says, le'inyin truma, de'in tarmin min min al she'enoi minoi, ve'tarmin chitin al koismin. As you know, you have to go and give every year all of your tithes, trumois and maestris, etc. You can go and give not necessarily from the very same. Let's assume you have five fields. Each one of them is growing chitin. So you don't have to go and give truma from every one of the five fields. You can go and give from one field for the other four. In other words, for all five together. Of course, give according to the shear of the chacham, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th.
It's not payah, you have to give from every field.
Exactly. You give from the entire produce of that year. But what happens if among your five fields, one field happens to be chitim, and one field happens to be barley, and one of them is spelt? Well, when it comes to barley, you have to go and give it on its own. You cannot go and give wheat for barley or barley for wheat, because each min you have to go and give separate truma. However, if one of them in fact was wheat and one was spelt, because those are considered to be part of the same family, then you can give chitim for koismin, and you can go and give koismin for chitim to the koyin and to the lady, etc. You can go and do your tithes, because they're considered to be one min. The Chayy of the Gemara, or Rashi, could have given other examples of why it's important to know that koismin is part of the chitim family. For instance, once a year, they used to go and bring on Shavuos the Shtei HaLechem. That has to be made from chitim. Similarly, throughout the year, kol hamenochos bo'os, they all come matzah and they all come chitim, with the exception of two karbonis mincha, which are sa'irim. One is the karbon soita, and number two is
the ma'amer,
the karbon oimer on Pesach. So karbon oimer, of course, you had every year, and the karbon soita chas v'shalom if you ever had a situation with a soita. But otherwise, it was always chitim. So what happens if a person doesn't have chitim but he has koismin? The koismin is min chitim. So the choyer, that would be also another nafkimin.
By the way, if I'm not mistaken, I think, I don't know if it's still true, it used to be a futures contract in Minneapolis Exchange called winter wheat, which actually was spelt.
Ah, okay.
It was spelt. It was actually, even colloquially, I don't know if it's still true, I know in the 80s, there was such a contract. They said winter wheat, which is the same as spelt.
See, it's based on our Gemara. That's the same min. Very good. Shiboy shuba, shiboy min tzoyrim, those happen to be from barley. Koismin is gulba. Koismin, again, we said is spelt. What's gulba? So in fact, there's a Rashi over here. You look at Rashi, Gulvi is spelt of Alaz. Spelt. So you see that the French term is also similar.
They spelt it
the same way too, with an extra aleph. The extra aleph, okay, very good. Aleph means that's top notch. Okay, going on to Shipoin. Shipoin, as we said, is rye. That's called Dishra. That's the famous Dishra. And Rashi says that's Shigra. That's what we call rye. Then Shiboy Shul is Shevile Tala. Again, the word Tala is a fox, shu'olam hol chuvoy, a fox, and shvili means that the shiboyless, meaning that the stalk of grain of the oats, thank you, has the same appearance as if it was the tail of the fox. Good. Now, what's the reason why our Mishnah enumerated these five? Obviously to say that only these five and not anything else. So what does it come to exclude? It doesn't come to exclude potatoes or tomatoes, but rather it comes to exclude honey in oyrins v'doicheloi, to go and tell you that if you made rice cakes or you made millet cakes, when it comes to oyrins v'doichen, that's the way Rashi typically learns and most Rishonim, but it happens to me in Machloikis throughout Shas, exactly what the definition of oyrins v'doichen is. Toisis and other Rishonim have different interpretations, but that's the way you typically learn that orez, even today in Eretz Yisrael, orez is rice, and dochen is millet, and those two also you can make into cakes of some sort. So solkadaitachamin, maybe I could have not only rice cakes, but rice matzos or millet matzos. No, you're not yoitzu with those two on Pesach. Rather, we Ashkenazim, we don't eat oyres. I'm not sure about dochen, but oyres for sure we don't eat because of the gzeir of kidneys. But the svardim, the real svardim, they do eat rice. No problem. They don't have that gzeir of kidneys. And so therefore, they eat it throughout Yom Tov, but they don't eat it for the matzahs, because that's why our Mishnah says these five minim, because oyres v'doichen lai. How do I know? Where does it say in the Torah that matzahs have to be made out of these five minim as opposed to aryas v'daychet? Amar Reb Shimon Lachi v'chein tana deir v'yishamal v'chein tana deir Reb Lezim and Yaakov. Amar Krash Tein Pasik. Lo yisoychal olav chamit shivas yamim toychal olav matzahs. Now why did the Torah put these two dinim together in one pasik? Don't eat chamit, but eat matzahs. Zog to Yimara, dvorim havoyim lidei chimut adam yoytven yidei chavasim v'matzah. What is the definition of the word matzah? Only those types of minim, when I say definition, what are the ingredients that you have to use to create a matzah? Only those ingredients that, if you allow them to rise, they would become chametz. So we're talking about the very same min. Loisechel olav chametz. Don't allow the blank to become chametz, but rather allow and authorize and enable you to eat toichel of matzahs. So we're talking about the same man. Says Yimar Dvarim Aboyim Lidei Chimutz. Those type of minim that will rise will become leaven. Those, in other words, these five min that we have in our Mishnah, they're not going to be toichel of matzah. Then you can be yotze matzah. Yotze elu comes to exclude oyres v'doichin she'ein boyim lidei chimutz. They do not have that same leavening process that we have with the five minim. Lidei sirchoin normally means a stench, but here it means spoilage, meaning that everybody knows that if you want to go and make bread, or you make challah, you make whatever, cakes, etc. So you start off, of course, with the flour, you mix it with water, but then you have to add, now, nowadays we add what's called yeast. That's not really sa'or. Sa'or is really sourdough. You put the sourdough in, and that causes it to leaven, to go and rise and become chametz. Exactly. Now, what happens if you have the same type of situation with the oyres v'doichin? They also will rise to an extent, but it's not going to be that that's the normal process of making cakes and breads by having them rise. Quite to the contrary, the reason why they're rising is because they're not fresh anymore. You've overcooked it and you've let it to rise so that it's spoiling, even though it's now risen, but it's not a positive type of rising like you'd find with chimutz. It's a negative type of rising. And therefore, that's not considered to be chametz, and therefore it's not yotze for purpose. You cannot be yotze with it for purposes of matzah. Says Yimar, that's all fascinating. However, this is not unanimous, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri respectfully disagrees. Masisin tolik Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri di Omar, oyres min doganhu. You have to add to our Mishnah a sixth min, not only the five, but add oyres at the end. In other words, number one, if you have rice sticking around, hanging around, which you had allowed to rise, so then it's become chametz, chas v'shalom, if you were to go and eat that on Pesach, it's just as bad as eating regular piece of bread. Here also, chas v'shalom, you eat the chimutz of the oyres, it's a mendogon, chas v'shalom, you get karts. This line, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, oyser, v'oyres v'doichen, nishakoroiv lehachmet. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, it's oser v'oyres v'doichen. Why? Because it's close lehachmet. Now, what are these words, karav lahachmet? So, a moment ago we said that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds that this is real chimutz. Chayom al chimutz ekaris. So, this lashon of karav lahachmet sounds strange. Is the Gemara Iboilus, the Gemara Taka asks, what do we mean, shekarav lahachmet? The kodum lahachmet? Karav, does that mean that it's close? Meaning that it will be machmet closer on the watch, on the clock, than regular chametz.
Sooner than 18 minutes, it means?
Exactly. If you have two bakers, one is baking a wheat bread or a rye bread or a barley bread or whatever, somebody else is putting together a rice bread or a rice cake, and they both put in the water and they're both mixing and mashing and they're doing their kneading, you better go and quickly put the oyres cake in the oven and bake it before it has a chance to rise. Usually they say by wheat and by our matzahs, that you have to make sure to go and bake it within 18 minutes from beginning to end, because if it's less than, if it's more than 18 minutes, it'll have a chance to rise. Here, in the case of the rice, it goes quicker than 18 minutes. It goes 15 minutes, 10 minutes. So there, but that's the karev. Karev means that it'll become chametz even more quickly than the five minim of our Mishnah. So that's the karev lahachmetz. Karev lahachmetz. Oidilma, maybe the pshat is karev lahachmetz. However, karav lahachmetz, hava, chametz gomer, loy hava. Maybe the word karav over here means you get very, very close lahachmetz, but you don't get the prize. Right? You almost got a home run. Unfortunately, at the last moment, the right field catcher caught it. It was 525 feet out. Wow. Boy, what a blast. But unfortunately, it was almost, but almost doesn't count. It's a karv lahachmet, but chometz gomer lehaber. What is the importance? Why is he telling us it's karv lahachmet? If it's not chometz, it's not chometz. Yeah, okay. You know, so you tried your best. You know, you came in second place, but I see you lost. So what is this chometz gomer lehaber? So Rashi says over here that it has the same status like chometz noiksha, which we're going to have in Mitzvah in the Gemara. If you look at Rashi, the end of the second wide line, all the way down, second wide line, at the end of the line, chometz gomer lehaber, then afkimina. The in onish karis, fimachle b'shogi, in maybe karm. What Rashi is telling us is that there are two classes, if you will, of chametz. You have the classic chametz that if a person eats it, b'meis it on Pesach, ki kol oichel chametz v'nechresa. There's a din of kares. And if he did a b'shogi, he's going to have to go and bring a karbin. Chatos. But there's also a more inferior level of chametz. We're going to talk about this later on in our parak, called chametz noiksha, that's inferior chametz. That inferior chametz, the status is you're also not allowed to eat it. But there is no. I can go and close the window instead of.
I'd rather have both.
You want to have both? Okay. He's entitled. Yeah, no problem. We love you just the same.
We love you.
Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara.
So chometz noiksha,
which is the status of this chometz, it's an inferior form of chometz.
Second class.
It's according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says it would be awesome to eat, but there is no din of kares. And if it be shoygig, you would not bring a carbon. So that's the lashon of koroy lahachmet, that it's not full-fledged, first-degree, top chametz, it's second-degree chametz. It approaches it, exactly. So that's the word korov over here, could be learned one way or the other. So that's what the Gemara is asking. What did Rabbi Yochanan Nuri hold? Did he hold that it goes more quickly? Or did he mean to say it's second-class chametz? Toshima desanya. Om Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Oiris min dogan hu, v'chayoven al chimutz eikareis. Oh, so in fact we are being poshet the shaila like the first tzad. That korv lahachmetz means the kodum lahachmetz. So it comes out as somewhat ironic. In fact, this orez is inferior chametz in the sense that. Well,
no, it's not inferior.
Okay, I'm sorry. According to what Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says now, it has the same status as regular chimutz of kares. Nevertheless, in a sense, it's even worse than other chametz, because all the other chametz, it takes 18 minutes, and this goes after 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, and it becomes chametz. And you can use it for Pesach. So bottom line is, we can make a very short stop over here. We started off a mishnah to the five separate minim. Says the Gemara lafuke mai lafuke from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that holds that orez and dog and millet and dochen are all minei dogon and therefore you chayv on their chimutz and you can be yoytze choyve bepesach. Therefore, add to the mishnah at least orez. The Gemara a couple of times drops the orez, but then it brings it back again. So I'm assuming the orez v'dochen are our blood brothers over here. And blood brothers, and wherever it says Orez, he also means Doichon, wherever it says Doichon means Orez, that they both work together. Anyway, V'chein Hoyer B'yuchim Nuri Aymer. B'yuchim Nuri extended it one step further. Not only the five minim of our Mishnah, and not only Orez V'doichon, but also Kramis, as also Chayeves B'chalat. Most people don't make their matzahs out of Kramis because it's a pretty crummy material. Frankly, more my Kramis, what is this Kramis? Oh, Amr Bai, don't you know? That's the famous Shitznitsa. And my Shitznitsa? Amr Papa, that's the Shitznitsa, the Mishtakha Beni Kalnisa. Oh, now we know. That's what Karamis is all about, the Shitznitsa that you find among the Kalnisa. Okay, and what does all of that mean? So, Rashi helps us by giving us a number of French terms. Rashi says in the fourth wide line, Shitznitsa is Ketzach Shekur Naila Balaz. Ogluhu Kimin Kein Doichan V'Shochar. It's similar to the millet. It has a black color as opposed to, I guess, a light or white color. Ketzach, usually people translate to mean kimmel, like kimmel crackers or something like that. Lishnachrinu shemati astanila v'nimtzis b'shipoin. And kalnisa is makra balas. Anyway, in the English and the art school, he has three or four different theories of what it might exactly be. Ayin shum, all different things that you can take this kramis and grind it up and make it into flour, and in fact bake things out of it. Anyway, continuing on, the Gemara, Rabbi Yechim Nuri extended it one step further. Zokim Moravaiter, Amr Rabbi Bachan Amr Rabbi Shlakish, Amr Shlakish. Isa Shnei Loisha Biyayin V'Shem Nedvash Ein Chayavin Al Chimut Sakaris. What happens if you took your flour and instead of kneading it in water, you added yayin, wine? When I say added, I don't mean added to the water. Rashi says, you didn't put any water at all. You replaced it with yayin, shemen, udvash as a mayim substitute. Ein chayavan al chimutz karis. You're not chayiv on its chimutz karis. You're not chayiv. It sounds like that it is chometz, like the chometz noikshah we spoke about before, but you don't get karis. But it's not so simple, as you'll see in the Gemara momentarily. So this is Reish Lakish. Important thing, Reish Lakish said, if you have this Isa mixed with Yayin Shem Advash, you're not Chayiv Karis. Even if it rises, you're not Chayiv. Yosef Rapapar Vunim Rei Rishua Kamei Rav Idi Bar Avin. They were sitting there by Rav Idi Bar Avin. Yosef Rav Idi Bar Avin Kamen Amnim Rav Idi Bar Avin Atzah Gidrimelt. Gidrimelt means he was dozing off. So as the Rebbe is dozing off, the Talmidim are now discussing Divrei Torah. Amr Rav Huna Bar Rabbi Yeshua that Rapapa might tell Reish Lakish. What's the reason for Reish Lakish? The Reish Lakish says that Isa that was kneaded with wine, oil, or honey is no dinner of chimetz karis. Amr Demokrat says the Bible is called of chomet. Shemis Yamat Rechal all of matzois. Again, we have the two together in the same pasuk. Dvarim she'odem yoitz v'nei yidichvasi v'matzah. If you could use this type of product of the Isa that was kneaded with Yayin Shem Nedvash, if you could use that for matzah, the chayav l'chimutz karis. V'ha, but in our case, you cannot use the Isa Shenoisha. Why can't you use the Yayin Shem? What's the reason why? To have the matzah shira. It's matzah shira. This is rich matzah. What means rich matzah? It's not poor man's bread. Poor man's bread is matzah, that it's only flour and water. Here, this is for the rich people, the aristocracy. You put into your matzah yayin shem advash. It's matzah shir. And chayv chimutzah karis, and you're not chayv chimutzah karis. Rashi says, why not? Because by matzah it says that you have to have matzahs lechem oini. The word lechem oini has a number of interpretations, but one of the interpretations of lechem oini means that it's banios, that it's poor man's bread. This is rich man's bread. Rich man's bread you can't go and use for matzahs. And also, since the two are connected in the same pasuk, like we said before, leisechel of chametz, shivus yom teichel of matzois, since you cannot use it for matzah, then you're not oiver for chametz. There's no din of kars.
Well, the mitzvah of eating matzah to say that is be'erev tochel matzos.
Right.
This is not that pasuk. This is not instructing us. It's a shivas yamim tochel matzos.
Right.
Now we're making a hekesh between the matzos of the shivas yamim and the matzos of erev tochel matzos.
Mitzvah, we're going to see on the Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to use the term matzos interchangeably.
Okay.
Mitzvah, we're going to see. Eizer Avuna Brei Vishul Rapapa. Him cheyu the gomoy. In chometzu anishkaris, the matzahu ain't not a mutu but echvasa bepesach. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua is now asking Rav Papa. Rav Papa gave us a rule that because in the same pasuk you have juxtaposed the issur of eating chometz and you have the inyan of eating matzah, so whatever is good for matzah is no good for chometz, and whatever is no good for matzah, there's no din of chometz. And that's why matzah shira, there's no din of matzah, so no din of chometz. He says, aha. So let me ask you a question. What means in chayu v'goma? In chayu v'goma means that you essentially took matzois and you boiled them or you wetted them until it became liquefied into a liquid, the gomai, and then you swallowed it in liquid form. Now you say to yourself, who would go and make matzahs out of liquids? You have, unfortunately, people that are sickly or people, the elderly, that cannot bite into the matzahs. If they could go and liquefy, it would be easy because, as you know, many elderly people live on insures and things of that nature, these types of liquid foods. So that would be good. Anyway, simchei v'gama, if you went and liquefied it, im chometzu anishkaris, it remains the same chometz. Because chometz is lav dafke in solid form. Here, liquid chometz is chometz is chometz is chometz. However, the matzah, if you took the matzah and liquefied them, ain't not the mitzvah of Pesach, you're not yoitzah, the din of achilas matzah on Pesach. Ah, V'hocha di ein adam yoytzei devasim in matzah. V'chayam l'chimutzei kareis. And so therefore, why did you say by the matzah ashira? The matzah that was nilosh b'yayin v'shem nedvash. Since you're not yoytzei matzah, because matzah ashira. Can't be yoytze. So then there's no din of chametz. Here you have a case that you're not yoytze with a liquefied chametz and but liquefied matzah. You're not yoytze on Pesach night, but nevertheless is on ishkara. So you see that one is not dependent on the other. What's going on? In the middle of this discussion, Issa Behur of Idi Baravin, the Rebbe that had been dozing until now, has woken up. He said, Darniki kindalach. The reason for Reish Lakish. What did Reish Lakish say? That Issa Shene Loisha B'yayin Shem Edvash Ein chayov al chimutzei kares is not because of matzah sheer reason. Hainatam mishum dehavalu may pay rice. These are all may pay rice, meaning that they're not water, but they're like juice extracts. For may pay rice ain't machmitzin. May pay rice are not machmitz. Now, when the Gemara says it's not machmitz, it doesn't mean that it's not machmitz at all. Because if it's not machmitz at all, then what are we talking about that you're not chay mishum chometz? Can you imagine the Gemara would say, I have a whole list of products that you're not chay mishum chometz. If you eat watermelon, you're not chay van chometz. If you go and eat carrots, you're not going to be chay mishum chometz. The people say, of course not. This is not chometz. What are you talking about? Exactly. Watermelon and then carrots is not chometz. So here too, if you tell me main payers are not machmetz, so then why are you telling me you're not chay on their chometz cars? It's not chometz, it's not machmetz. In other words, the Gemara assumes it just remains flat. It doesn't rise. If it doesn't rise to the occasion, why are we even talking about it that it doesn't have a din of chametz? So because of that, the top Tosfos says, when they say in machmitzin, it means heinlis charif kores. It's not that first level, it's not that first class of chametz. It can read in Behedja. In chayoban al chimutzei kores. That was in fact the Lashon of Reish Lakish back in the Yom Aleph when he introduced this. Kares. He didn't say it's not machmetz at all. He just said there's no din of kares. Aha. Avalav ispay. An issur to eat it still remains. It's still chametz, but it's second class chametz. Umasavach nami amrinan, miyetshim tomorrow, meaning on Sunday in daflamid vav, amid alev, it says, ein loshim yayim b'shem nedvash, v'im losh, and if you did do lisha, you needed it together, tisar meyad. There's nothing to talk about. Avad, it's chametz. And in fact, it's not only Tosfos says that, but if you want to take a look, don't tell anybody. We're looking in tomorrow's daf, which really should be learned on Sunday, on Lamed Vov Omer Aleph. Lamed Vov Omer Aleph. There's a Rashi that starts about 10 lines from the top of the Omer. Ein loshin esu isa. Everybody have that? About 10 lines? Ein loshin esu isa shel matzah. You have that? Be'yayin with wine, v'shemen, v'dvash, ne'shekroiva u'mimaheres lahachmit. That goes more quickly than water. You're telling everybody, make careful, it shouldn't rise. And before you turn around and you sneeze, boom, it's already rising. You can't do shmirah. Skip. Now you see the two lines further. In the parentheses, Ulur B'yoychanan, should be Ulur Reish Lakish. The Omer, the El, oh, that's Ar Reish Lakish. That's in May Peiris, Ein Machmitzin. You just said now that these Kroiva, Uma Maharis Lahachmitz, and now you're telling me Ein Machmitzin. Make up your mind. Lekasha. Hach. Lekashahach, the iu ein chayom al chimutzei kareis ka'amar. For we have a chametz gomor. It's not first class chametz. El chametz noiksha, which is that second class chametz. What means noiksha? Kaloimat ra. It's inferior. Oisachimetz hein memar lahachmetz. So even though it's inferior chametz, but it goes more quickly than the other chametz. The extra shemim, and you can't protect it. You can't prevent it. Keep it down. Hold it down. You can't. You pick up your.
You sit on it and keep it from rising.
Exactly. Anyway, so the point is, getting back to Reish Lakish, when Reish Lakish says that if you go and make these made peiros matzois, says
he didn't say made peiros. Actually, he said. It's Rashi. He said, Yain Vash and Shemen.
Okay, stop for 1 second. Please go down to the last line of Ida Baravin when he woke up.
Oh, Meir's.
Okay.
I woke up now. Okay.
Exactly. So now the Yain Vash and Vash, just for short, is called Meir Peiros. Isa, that was Nilish, but Meir Peiros. Avadi, it will rise. Avadi, it can become Chametz. And in fact, it might even rise more quickly than if you would go and knead it with water. However, after it rose and after you baked it, it's chametz, but there is no iser of karis. But lemaisa, since it doesn't become first class chimutz, you cannot use it either for Pesach. So if you want to go and use matzahs for Pesach made out of matzah ashira, there would be two reasons you cannot use it. The first reason given by the Talmidim, because it's not lechem oini, it's matzah ashira. And the second reason that's given is because since it cannot rise to the occasion of becoming full-fledged chametz, you cannot be using it for the Shibbos Yom Tov matzahs, for matzahs at the Seder night.
You see, today we do have matzah shira. We have the egg matzahs that we
people. It's a very good question. So, in fact, egg matzahs are sold, and if you look at some of the egg matzahs, I believe in the Manischewitz or Streitz, whatever. If you look in the small lettering, yeah, it says Ayin Birama, that you're not supposed to eat it unless the person is a zokin or a chole. But a regular person is not supposed to eat because of takadi shailas, whether it is machmetz, not machmetz. It's also a question is with water, without water, because Rashi said the phrase from the Amud Aleph, it's talking about he did it without water. It's mashvan Rashi, if you would add water, there would certainly be kare, so it would be curtains, obviously lav dafka. So it's a hot potato, this whole issue.
So the reason,
yes,
the egg machmetz, the elderly because of their chewing ability or other reasons you mentioned before?
Digestion, chewing.
Is that what the egg matzah benefits?
This is really not our sugya today. Our sugya today mentions the derech agav because of this inyan, whether it has a din of chometz or not.
I'll withdraw the question.
No, you don't have to withdraw the question at all. I have not done sufficient research yet to be able to respond intelligibly and intelligently to issues relating to egg matzah.
I want to buy egg matzah, thank you.
Well, bottom line is, a regular individual should not eat egg matzahs on Pesach unless Chas Hashem the person is elderly or sick. But and he should also speak to a competent Orthodox rabbis. Whether you could also use that for Pesach matzah, presumably not, because it's matzah shira. This egg matzahs business always comes up every 20 years. When a year like today, right, when Erev Pesach Chalias Mishabbos, well, why does it come up? Because people want to eat shalashitas and three sudas in Shabbos. You can eat one suda in the morning, that's for sure. Can you also eat two sudas? What most people do is they go and split the suda into two. And they have a suda at 9 o'clock, and then after they finish at 10 o'clock, they wash again, eat quickly again the chametz, make sure they finish before 11, go and throw all the chametz out, bench, and they're done for the day. Because after 11 o'clock, you can no longer eat chametz. So you're going to say, let him go and eat matzah. He can eat matzah until Seder night. Right. So what are you going to do about the shalosh sudas? That's why people split. However, that's not a perfect solution. It's an imperfect solution in a difficult situation because according to many poskim, you can only be yotze the third seuda starting min a mincha ulamala, which would mean after 12:30.
Which conflicts with the time of shkitas for Pesach.
Exactly. So you have the big problem over here. So what many would like to do is go and have matzah shir. In other words, wash 2 o'clock in the Erev Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach on Shabbos afternoon. Go and wash and then on Matzah Shira and say, it's not Chametz, and it's not Matzah, and therefore I can go and take two together and be Yavlechem Mishnah, etc. Anyway, the Olam is not knowing that, but that's always the hot issue that comes up these years about the egg matzahs. Mitchum, we'll get more into it in our Masech, the Blineda, I'll look a little bit more into it and further. But for today's daf, we continue on. It says, Vayta the Mishnah. You're allowed to go and have matzahs made out of demai. Not that they're made out of demai, but their halachic status is demai. Meaning that you bought it from Amoritz, you're not sure whether he gave maizrus or not. Makes a difference, you can go and use it for matzahs. Frankly, why? You and I are not allowed to eat the mai. We have to first give the maizer. If we didn't give maizer, you can't eat it. Says the Gemara. Since if he wanted to, he could be mafker his nechosim. And at that point, he would be an honest. Even though now, Baruch Hashem, the person is a wealthy individual. But he has the potential. He could if he wanted to be mafker. So therefore, he is within the potential class of aniyim. And oni is allowed to go and eat the mai.
It'd be real lechem oni then.
Please hold that for 1 second. Hold the comment for 1 second. So Timur, since he has the potential of becoming an oni, hashtanami chazilei, therefore it's considered to be as if it is ra'ui for him. Where do you go and find that an oni is allowed to go and eat t'mai? Now we have a Mishnah. Machinas aniyim t'mai, v'sechlan t'mai. If a person has aniyim that has come to his door and say, we're hungry, could you please feed us? You don't have to give maestros away. You can go and give the t'mai to them, and they can go and eat it. Same thing, achsani. Achsani means in the good old days where they didn't go and pay taxes for holding the military. The military would go from town to town to town, and the local townspeople would have to go and support them for a week or two, and then they moved on to the next town. So when that military happens to be in town, you're allowed to go and serve them demai, even if they are Yisraelim, says Rashi, because Hari Hein Ka'aniyim, anybody that is out of home and doesn't have with him his American Express card, so then how is he going to pay for anything? He's almost like an ani going from place to place to place. So he's allowed to go and sell, he's allowed to serve the aniyim and the chsanya demai. The Yom Rav Huna, Tana, Beishami Oymim, Ein Machilim, Sen Mi Enmai, Beis Achsanya Demai, Beishami disagrees, Beis Halomim Machilim, you can go and be Machil, the aniyim and chsanya demai. So what do we see from this? That a person, although he is rich, he could theoretically become an ani, and therefore he's allowed to go and eat tamay. So now, what does that mean? Does that mean lechatchila, if I have a wealthy person, and he has matzahs, and it says on them big, big letters, these matzahs are tamay matzahs, is he allowed to eat them lechatchila? So Tosis has two pshat. Tosis pshat number one is, only b'di'evet. Yoitzim and the demai, you see Tosis towards the bottom, yeah. Right before the wide lines. The Supik Ri. What does the Gemara mean to say? Iboy lemeim a yoitze dafke diyevet kiramrinan hoyul umafkele nechse v'chozile bikomokem adayin lemafkele. Of course a person has the possibility. A person has the strength. He has the authority to be mafker or nechassim. But lemaisa, if he's not mafker, he's nechassim, he's still an oisher. And if he's still an oisher, you're not allowed to eat the bite. It's only the potential because he could have. Says Toysis, that sounds like only if a person was yotzei, if already ate demai matzis. The person ate demai matzis at 10 o'clock at night in the middle of the Seder, after Kiddush, he ate demai matzis, and then an hour later he looks at the box and says, oi, I forgot to look at the kleine oisius, the small print. It says it's made out of demai. Do I have to eat it over again? Says our Gemara, says our Mishnah, no, you don't have to. Because even though Baruch Hashem, the person is an Oisha, but you could have, if you wanted to become an Ani, Sebediyavit. That's the easy pshat. But now Toysi says something, and this is similar to what Barry was suggesting a minute ago. I know. That's why I said, hold the joke for the Toysi. Inami says, Toysi yoitim af lechat chila. Why? Hoyl b'shoy la'anien. Since matzah is called, says Rashi, says Toysi v'achidas matzah nami nikra achidas anios, meaning lechem oini. Ah, so this is very tugepast. Even a person who is an oisher, lechatchila is allowed to eat it. Why? Because since on Pesach night we are all, in a sense, like aniyim, because we're all eating lechem oini. We're not aniyim chas v'shalom to another extent, but at least to that limited extent we're all lechem oini people, we're aniyim people. Oh! You had to even eat demai lechatchila. That's of course a big, big chiddush in the Toysis, because lechem oini we usually think in terms of a drash. Yeah, it's the poor man's bread, and not chas v'shalom that we're deemed to be as if we are poor men. Quite to the contrary, we want to show malchus. We go and then do mesubin, haseibin, the whole business. Anyway, bottom line is two pshatim and Toysis, whether this demai is b'di'evet or even lechat chilim.
Excuse me, there's a Moses Tosfos here that says, the efshad, the chol achilus tanius, shoro rabbanim with demai. What other achilus anias are there that would be permitted with demai that
Tosfos? I do not know.
Okay.
Zoki to masarishin, if you have masarishin. Now masarishin, of course, is maser to give to the lady. What does a lady do with a maser after he receives it from the farmer? He himself has to give meiser min ha-meiser. He has to go and give one-tenth from what he received. So to make an easy situation, the farmer had 100 bushels. He's already given away his
2%.
His truma, so that's off the table. He has now 100 bushels left. From the 100 bushels, he has to go and give maserishin 10. He gives 10 to the lady. Levi now has 10 in his hand. He is supposed to give now 1 out of that 10. He gives it to the kohen. That's what we call trumas meiser, meiser min ha-meiser. Now here in the Mishnah it says meiser ish shot trumas. So Pashup Shad is that the Levi did exactly what he's supposed to do. He got his maser ish and he gave his trumas meiser, and everything is great. So break him up shita kim shenot le trumas soy chulinav. So now it's absolute normal, regular chulin. Of course, it's just like your regular kemach, your regular flour that you make or use for matzahs. So what's the chiddush? So while it's three chesedim and bishibolim, not the men of trumas meiser, but not the men of truma gedoyla. Ooh, The chiddush of the Mishnah is taka notla or nitla trumasay, meaning the trumas maisa, but truma gedoyla was not given. What do you mean truma gedoyla was not given? Because normally the way things work are there's a sequence. The farmer puts an ad in the paper and tells everybody, good news, I've now done miruach, all of my tvu is now ready for tithing, for giving the trumas of maisers. And therefore, immediately the kahanim come in at 9 o'clock in the morning and they say, okay, where's my truma? When the kahanim are finished, at 12 o'clock, the Levim come in and say, oh, where's our Maiser? Gives them the Maiser. After that, 3 o'clock, the Elal calls them and says, when are you going to Yerushalayim? We're going to provide you with a flight to get to Yerushalayim to go and bring in your Maaser Shani. Or if it happens to be in the third or the sixth year, the Aniyim are standing in line and say, when are we going to get our Maiser on? So you give Truma first, you give Maaser Rishon after that, and you give Maaser Shani or Maaser Ani after that. Guess what happens? Here the Levi came on a supersonic flight and he came before the Kohen to go and get the truma. The Kohanim all getting online at 9 o'clock and this Levi came in at 8:30 and he says to the farmer, farmer, I'd like to have my Maaser Rishon. Well, you should wait until 12 o'clock until the Kohanim are finished. I don't have the time. I have a Seder, I have a business meeting, I have a closing, I have to finish the daf, I don't have time. Okay, I got you. Here's your Maaser. So he gave him 10% and no one had given yet truma gedoyla yet from all of these, from this produce. So the question is, does the Levi now have to give truma gedoyla? Because otherwise it is tvua or crops or produce that no truma gedoyla was given. Now we're going to see in the Gemara there's a difference between whether it's bishibolim or if it's bikri. Bishibolim means when it's still in its loose, early, premature stages. When I say premature, meaning shibolim means that you have cut the grain, it's lying on the ground, you're putting it together in bundles, you're bringing it to the threshing holds to go and to the granary to thresh, but in the meantime it's still very, very raw. Kri means that it's already been processed, you've already had miruach, it's already in a nice heap and all the rest. So as the Gemara tells us, there are two separate psukim. One pasuk comes as a miut, and one pasuk comes as a ribui. The miut means that it's exclusive, that in certain cases you do not have to give truma gedola if the Levi came before the Kohen and got his Maaser Rishon. In other cases, it's just the opposite, that if the Levi came first, he still has to give his truma gedola to the Kohen. So he has to give two tithes from his Maaser Rishon, his regular Trumas Maaser, as well as Truma Gedola. So he has to give two portions to the Kohen. So
will this Truma Gedola will the Levi, by giving Truma Gedola now from his 10%, do it have any ramification for the rest of the crop? Or the rest of the crop is already pater because it's been done out of sequence?
I don't know what you mean.
So we said that if it's done out of sequence, then the whole requirement of truma gedola by the original farmer is vitiated. Is that correct?
If it's bishibolim, but not bikri.
Okay.
And that's what the Gemara is now discussing.
Okay.
So it says in Gemara, let's see, bishibolim. Bishibolim means again that it was still in its fairly raw stage. Then the notli mena truma smaisim, the notli mena truma gedoyla, then it is absolutely 1,000% kosher, it is chulin, and you can go and use it for matzis. The Levi came before the Kohen, he doesn't have to give. Means from the maaser rishon that he received, he has to give truma to the Kohen, masim and a masim, what we call trumas maiser. However, we learn from this, only the trumas maiser, maiser and a maiser, you're a potter from truma gedola, zero. The Kohen loses out. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. So even though the Lashon of Mishnah is with a positive Lashon, Maaser Rishon shenotla trumasa, it really means to say Maaser Rishon shaloi nitla truma gedoyla shaboy. Nitla trumasa, the trumas maaser was given, but not the truma gedoyla. I might think, you can't get a shtickle table. No. You can go and make matzahs and eat it. Why don't you say that even if it's at a later stage, right, after it's already been fully processed? I have another pasuk. Mikol matnoseichem terimu eis Kol Trumas Hashem. What's the Kol Trumas Hashem? To tell you the two Trumas over here. Trumas Meiser, as well as the Truma Gedoyla. Here you do have to give the Truma Gedoyla. If you did not give the Truma Gedoyla, it is Takashtikal Tevel, and you cannot go and use it for matzahs, as we'll see in another few lines. Frank Timara, Umara Isa, how do you know that it's in the Shibolim stage, you're potter, but if it's the Kri stage, you're chayiv, maybe it's punk fakert, because in the Shibolim stage, it's not close even to becoming dogon. Dogon means processed grain. Masha'enkein, in the case of the Kri, it has become processed grain. So what difference does that make? Because the Torah calls Truma Reishis Digoncha Tiroish Chavitzerecha. Dogon is at the process stage, not at the early at the bottom stage. So therefore, here you chayiv and here you potter. Here it's good matzahs. Here it's not good matzahs. And then the Mishnah says, Maaseh Sheni V'Hekdesh Sheniftu. If a person had Maaseh Sheni and he was poided, in other words, he had it, he was in Tel Aviv, he didn't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim. So he was poided, and now the Maaseh Sheni lost its kedusha. Now it's just regular chulin. Or if he had Hegdish, he was makdish to the gizbar, and he was poided, again, and now it's totally chulin. And he'll put the money away, and he'll use it after Yerushalayim, or Hegdish will give it to the gizbar. But the bottom line is, he was poided. So you can go and use this for matzah. Why not? And he was poided, and he poided. Both in the case of Maaseh Sheni and the case of Hegdish, when you want to be poided, it's not enough to go and just be poided for the Karen. You have to add a hoisah for the choymesh. V'chamishisa yosef olav. And the person didn't. Kamash malon din choymesh makiv. This is taka chiyav and this is taka mitzvah. But if you were not mekayim this chiyav and this mitzvah, it was still a good pidyon. And since it's a good pidyon, you can use it for matzahs. You just over and aveira, not that you over and aveira, you're not mekayim and mitzvah say that you're supposed to add the chamishi yoyis of olav.
It's still owed, it's still pending.
It's still owed and pending. But what you've done has been an effective pidyon. Ma'akiyana b'chalu b'truma. Pray to more pshita. Why not? If koyin is allowed to eat chal and truma, what's the problem? Ma'od is saying, matzah shavu l'chol odom b'in, and you have to have a matzah which shavu for everybody, me and you and the koyin, the lady in Yisrael and everybody. Kamashul and matzah is matzah's riba. Now it doesn't say here in the Gemara or in the Rashi which matzah is matzah's riba, and the Meforshim say that it says numerous times the word matzah in the whole parshiyos of Pesach, which are brought in Boi and in Devarim and in a number of different places. So from all of those matzahs I learned that any type of matzah which is good for anybody, even if not everybody can use his matzah, because it's challah truma matzah, but as long as somebody's can use it, those are the extra matzah. So getting back to your question on the Amud Aleph, you're right, it says Be'erev Toichlo Matzahs. The Shivas Yom Toichlo Matzah is not referring to the Chiyuv. That's referring to that you can eat matzahs. Grad is a famous Vilna Goyin that says, although there's no chiv of eating matzahs the whole yontif, if you eat them, you're mekayim a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. You're mekayim a mitzvah even though there's no chiv. But even without that Vilna Goyin, matzahs mean all the matzahs throughout yontif all have this hekish one to the other. So for our purpose, it comes to tell you that even koyin matzahs are good for the kahanim. And back on the Omed Aleph comes to tell you that only those matzahs that could be boli de chimutz have a dinner matzahs for Seder night.
We learned in Erev then that you could Israel can make an Erev with truma.
Correct.
So I mean it's kind of on the same level. If Israel can make an Erev with truma, that's not way for him, but for a kohen. Why should it be any different here? It feels like it's on the same. It's the same.
There's a parallel to those two.
Right.
The reason why the Yisrael can use it, because even though he personally cannot use it, he can go and give it to the Kohen to go and use.
Right.
And so therefore, it doesn't have to be miyuchad for him, his mokum shvisa, in the sense that it's his residence because he can eat it. As long as somebody can eat it, that's already sufficient. By the way, there was a machlokes there in the Mishnah, but at least according to that maniyam. Here we're talking about that only the kohen can go and eat the challah truma of these matzahs. So kedai t'chamina, maybe these are special matzahs, and since they're not generic matzahs, you're not yotze, kamashul, and special matzahs are also good, even though you and I cannot eat it, but as long as the kohen can eat it, it's also good. Avloi betevel, it's in the Mishnah, but if the matzahs are real tevel, then you're not already eating. You can't use it for purpose of Seder night, Peter Mishita. You're not even eating tevel. We're talking about that. Min haTorah, this is perfect. Why? Because it was an otit sheinanakav. Otit means a flower pot. Sheinanakav that has no hole in it on the bottom. Today they call these things hydroponics, and other fancy terms like that. So since it doesn't grow from the ground, there is no din of tevel min ha-toira. But there is a din of tevel midra bonan. So kamashal in our Mishnah, that even though min ha-toira you could be yoitza with these matzahs, since Rabbanan said you cannot, bottom line is you cannot use these matzahs even drabanan. Rashi called it a mitzvah bob aveira, even though the aveira is a drabanan lik aveira, but that's enough to undermine the mitzvah that you can't go and do it. Now this is similar to that first part of the Mishnah where we said the Masa Rishon should not the true Masa is good. Here it says Shlei not the true Masa is no good for the Gemara Pshita. And again the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that we're talking about Masa Rishon that you did not give true Masa, meaning the Trumas Meiser. So if you didn't give the Trumas Meiser, it's like a Shtik Teva. You got to give Trumas Meiser. So Chodov HaParsha that you cannot go and use it for Masas. No. It's talking about that he did give Trumas Meiser. He didn't give Truma Gedoyla. Like the Papa said to Rabbi earlier, that just like if you mak the Mishibolim, you're potter, when you mak the Bikri, you should also be potter, and therefore you should be able to use those matzahs. Kamashim and Gershani, like the Gemara answered him, what did Rabbi answer to Papa?
This is Idgin, this is already grain.
And it says in the Pasuk, Eis Kol Trumas Hashem, that comes to be married, but not only Trumas Mais, but also Trumas Gedoyla. And so therefore, there's enough Kimina between Shibolim and Kri. So back to our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says in the Havamin and the Havamin, in the Resha, that you can go and use Maserishin, She Nitla Trumasoi, Nitla Trumas Mais, Veloi Nitla Trumas Gedoyla, but since it's Shibolim, Kusha, Vyusha, glad kosher is no problem. However, in the Sefer, we're talking about Maserishin, not the Trumas, not playing the Trumasoi. Trumas Maisa, that's a double push. But even if Trumas Maisa was given, but you didn't give the Truma Gedoyla, but since it was Bikri, since you're Chayiv, since you are Shikul Tevel, so you cannot go and use these matzahs
for
Seder night. If you were not pointed the Maser Sheni Begdish and eating outside your Shalayim, how can you go and eat Maser Sheni outside your Shalayim if you weren't pointed? What's the Havaman, of course? The Pshita, the Nifta, you were pointed, but you did an ineffective, invalid pidyon. All those who remember when you were young years ago in Eretz Yisrael, asimoin were the telephone
tokens.
Do you remember that when you used to live in Israel? The telephone tokens.
I knew very well.
You couldn't get them. You couldn't find them.
They were very funny. Anyway, you put them into the machine. Good. So that was called an asimoin. A real type of asimoin, however, means. Some people say that this is a
slug.
Yeah, the slug for sure. But some people say that this is just a colloquial term, and some people say that there's a negativity attached to the word slug. I don't attach any negativity. It's just slug means a matbeya that has no coinage or mintage. In other words, it's flat on both sides.
If you go to the amusement park, sometimes they'll give out these types of things because they don't want employees to handle money.
Right.
So you have to buy them in a machine, and then you take in
flat coins. They have
no mintage,
no coinage. It's just flat coins. So these flat coins, you're not yoitza. These flat coins are worth money. We're not talking about that it's today made out of aluminum or something, or tin.
It was made out of silver or copper.
So why is it no good? Because Rachmana Omer v'tzarta kesed biyodcha v'alachta l'mokoyim. What's the lashon over here? You see number three, v'nesata kesed v'kesev, v'kosev, v'tzarta kesed biyodcha v'alachta l'mokoyim v'shivcha Hashem l'kecha boy. That after you went and did the pidyon, you take the Maaser Sheni money now, and that's what costs. The tzar to get biyotcha, you take it to Yerushalayim. The pashim shav the tzar to get biyotcha means that you go and put it into like a wallet or into a purse. Tzar is a lotion of tying. You tie it together and back. However, Agamar Darshan in Dovah Sheish Latur, it has to be mintage or coinage, and this was just flat. You did a flat pidyon, you fell flat on your face.
It's not successful.
Not successful. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You were pointed, but you didn't do it effectively. The hegdish, shechilal gambe karka. You had hegdish, you had no money to be machalit. Machal means to redeem it. So you redeemed it on real estate. And therefore it's got to be dafka on metaltlin, or at least metaltlin, or at least kesef, or money. However, here we're talking about on real estate, not effective, and that's what the Mishnah is telling you is that if it's leinif to kill chasan, no good. Tanurban. I would think that a person could be yoytze his mitzvahs matzah on Pesach night, but tevel shalay niskan, tevel that you would not misaken. So the Gemara says, that seems to be a redundant expression. Tevel shalay niskan. It's like going and saying good yontif. Yontif already means yom tov, good yom, or count Sviras Oimer. Sviras Oimer is the counting of the Oimer. So when you talk about Tevush Leniska, by definition, Tevush Leniska. Faiti Mar called Tevush Leniska. But why are you saying? Ela Betevush Leniska called Tsar Chai. What does that mean? Should not be man of Truma Gedoyla, but not be man of Truma Smeiser. Or Maser Rishon, for the Maser Shaini. Or for the Maser Ani. In other words, to go and convert Tevel into Chulin, you have to give all the tithes. The fact that you've given some or most doesn't do the trick. You got to give me your Truma Gedoyla, and you have to go and give your Maser Rishon, and you have to give your Maser Sheni, and you have to give Maser Ani if it's a Maser Ani year, and from your Maser Rishon you have to give Truma Smeiser. All of these are required. How do I know? Okay, so therefore that's the pshat now. When we're saying is Yochel Yoytz Adam Yechvasa B'Tevush L'Niska means Shalay Niskan Kol Tzarchai. Yes, I did give my Truma, but I didn't give my Maiser Rishon. I gave Maiser Rishon, but I didn't give my Truma Smeiser. I didn't give my Maiser Sheni, Maiser Ani. How do I know? Tell me.
Now, the Truma Smeiser, though, is not the obligation of the farmer. It's the obligation of the lady.
True.
So if the Truma Smeiser wasn't given, yes, that doesn't impede the rest of the crop from being used for matzah.
Well, what about the Maiser Rishon?
That's the
what about
the gave him Maiser Rishon. You gave him Maiser. Lady took
I'm in it. The lady got Maiser Rishon. He didn't give Truma Smeiser. Right. What's the status of that Maiser Rishon?
It's
It's Tevdosh Teito and their Brisa. That's Tevdosh.
The lady now, not the father. Exactly right. No problem.
When can you use a matzah for a matzah if the mirror image, or if the other side of the coin, if you will, is make sure it doesn't rise, make sure it doesn't become chometz, and therefore the type of matzahs that you're allowed to eat are the type of matzahs that you are clear of the chometz isur. Here, the other side of the coin with these matzahs, it's not a chometz issue. Here I have a tevel issue. What's a tevel issue? That he didn't go and give all of my trumas and maizes. It sounds like from what you're saying that it's only a tevel issue. He could be both. It could be tevel, and it could be chometz at the same time.
It's a
chalalisrit,
I think.
Oh, that's exactly what the Gemara says. I understand. But the Gemara is telling us is that, in fact, that's the pshat in this brisa, that the reason why Yochel, I would think it could be Yoytze B'Tevush like Niskan Kol Tzarchai. Kamash V'Loi Nesech Alav Chomet. No, you cannot be Yoytze, because the only type of matzah that you can be Yoytze is where the only concern is that it could have become Chomet. But if the concern is not because of Chomet, but because of Tevil concerns, no good. Frank Timara, but there's a Tevil plus a Chomet concern. Goes according to Shimon that holds there is no Tevel, there's no chometz concern, because ain iser chal al iser.
But the iser tevel was there for the iser chometz.
That's right. That's why the iser chometz was not chal.
I see.
Since it wasn't chal,
it's
the only thing that I have to be concerned about with this matzah at the moment is that is it tevel, is it not tevel? I don't even have to worry about chometz because ain iser chal iser. Now, where did you find something like that? He is potter. Why? After all, it's not an Avela, right, but it's also Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, you're Potter. Now, that doesn't mean that you're Potter on Yom Kippur. You are Potter on Yom Kippur. You don't get Karis, and you don't bring a Karm Chattis if you did a Bishogeg. However, Vadi Chayv on the Nevela. If your person eats Nevela, he knows that it's Nevela, and therefore you're going to get Petch for that, you're going to get Malkus, but you're going to be Potter on the Yom Kippur.
He didn't know it was Yom Kippur.
He didn't know it was Yom Kippur.
Okay.
But he ate Nevela. He knew it was Nevela. Okay. So, it's Nevela, he goes and gets Petch. Out Yom Kippur, he will not have to bring a carbon chatos. Sure. Normally, you'd have to look at the top Rashi. Oichal veil Yom Kippurim shayig part of mechatos. Then iser Yom Kippurim chalal iser nevela. So now the assumption is that this nevela was already nevela from last week.
Right.
You went into the supermarket. You have big signs, kosher, non-kosher. Right. I didn't go to the kosher section. I went to non-kosher section, Chas V'Shalom, because there the prices are a tenth of the price of the kosher.
He's a mummer Lutevo, not Lahashtas.
Or whatever. And he went and brought that meat home, and now it's Yom Kippur, and he cooks it in Yom Kippur, and eats it. Today's Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, I would never have eaten that. I'm a very, very religious Jew. Yom Kippur, I never eat. I didn't realize. I didn't know. In my shul, they didn't announce it. It's going to be Yom Kippur next week because he didn't go to shul on Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, or it was closed to Rosh Hashanah. The bottom line is, he made a mistake with Yom Kippur. So since he made a mistake, so every time there's shogig and a karis, you have to go and bring a karma chata. No. You're potter because the Yom Kippur did not attach to this eating because it was pre-existing Issa. We don't pass him like the Reb Shimon for a whole bunch of reasons. Because it's a koy limited, it's a moisif, it's a basachas. We don't have to get into all the reasons, but bottom line is he holds the potter. It's the same thing holds over here too, that the Issa Chometz is not chal. But Rashi asks a very, very important question. That is very good if you bought the meat and it was already in the Vela from yesterday and from 3 days ago, so the Vela came before Yom Kippur. What happens if the animal died today on Yom Kippur itself? The person didn't realize it's Yom Kippur. He goes out into his field, into the corral. Ay, 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 his favorite daisy, the cow, died, and he wants to go and eat that daisy today. What would be the din now? So the Chari Yom Kippur started last night, right. Nevela started now. Maybe I should go and say Yom Kippur is Chal, and the Nevela is not Chal, because it's ain't Issa Chal Issa. Right. That's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi says that even though the Issa Nevela came after the Issa Yom Kippur, but the Issa to eat this animal already preceded Yom Kippur, because yesterday was Eivim Menachai. If you look at the second line of Rashi, the Im Boy Bayom Nisnabla came in the Vela today. Nevertheless, this animal was also before Yom Kippur, Mishem Eivim Menachai. And so therefore, at the outset of Yom Kippur was not Chal on this animal, not because it was Nevela, because Eivim Menachai. The Meila ain't Issa Chal. Listen, Toises is not happy with this. If you look at the top, Toises is Shishakunda for the Stab by Beyoin because of Eivim Menachai. Third line, the Koshalari. Toki Paka Isser Eivim Menachai. Yochala Lo Issi Yom Kippurim. And then you have Yom Kippur Nevela Babasachas. The Meila Ibshim and Bissim Basachas. Toises has an eyes in the Kashim. It was Tak Eivim Menachai on Yom Kippur night. But Yom Kippur morning, when everybody was dying, was saying Shachris, unfortunately this animal died. At that time it became an Avela. And until now, Yom Kippur couldn't be Chal because it was Eivim Menachai. But Eivim Menachai went poof. Now there's a vacuum for a split second. Let Eivim Menachai, let Nevela and Yom Kippur be Chal Basachas, even according to Shimon. So, Tesis. So what Tosis says is a very interesting svara, and there's a lot of raid among the Rishonim and Achronim that it's true it's no longer Eivim Menachai, and it's true that Nevela is only coming on the scene at this very moment when the animal died. However, the common denominator both before the animal died and after the animal died was that it was becheska she'enoy zavuach, that it wasn't kosher, it wasn't slaughtered, there was no shechita. That was both before and subsequent. That remains
before and after.
Exactly. So even though it's a different Isser Achila, this is Takei Menachai, this is in the Bela, makes no difference. Bottom line is an Isser Achila, and therefore the Isser Yom Kippur is not Chal, and that's why Kotrim Shimon, you'd be potter to bring the carbon. So just like that, Reb Shimon says the Isser Chometz, not the Isser Chometz, the Isser Yom Kippur not Chal. By uns, the Isser Chometz will not be Chal on the Tevel, and therefore that's why you could not use these matzahs, because you can only use matzahs where the problem on the other side of the coin is that it could have become Chometz. There's no Chometz concern over here.
You have to have clear title to be mutter, except for the danger of being chametz.
Right. So now we have still one more minute to go. Ravina Amar. Afilatim Rabbanin go kunt Rabbanin Adon kunt Reb Shimon. But then, if that's the case, then this matzis has two potential problems.
Right.
A tevel problem and a potential of chametz problem. Zokti Yomar Afilatim Rabbanin. Mishi Surim Mishon Baal Teichel Chometz Bilvod. Yotze Zeshin Yisurim Mishon Baal Teichel Chometz Bilvod. El Af Mishon Baal Teichel Tevel. In other words, going back to that, that Tanur Rabbanan. Yochel Yotzei Ad Meicholos B'Tev Shloim Niskan. The Gemara says, "What means Shloim Niskan? Shloim Niskan called Tzarchai." Talmud Loimar Liseichel of Chometz. Mishe Sur Mishem Bal Toichel Chol of Chometz. Add now the word Levad. Don't add a lot of words. Just add the word Levad. Only Levad. Just Levad. That what? Mishe Sur Mishem Bal Toichel Chometz Lev Bilvad. That's yotza. I'm sorry. It's a mavad. Yotza zeh sheni sumi shem baltei chametz ela mishem baltei chol tevel as well. That it's not only chametz, but it's also baltei chol tevel. Ah, so then it could go even kunter rabbanan. That when did the Torah say you can go and use matzois? When the only problem in the world is chametz potential. But if there's a problem both of chametz and tevel, you can't use those matzos. So if that's the case, you don't have to say it goes to kunter b'shemi. You can go kunter rabbanan. The only problem is, says the Gemara, but midi bilvad ksiv. I look all over in this price. I don't see the word bilvad. You have to do that surgery of inserting the word bilvad
into the pot. That's not a price. This is a Torah, right?
We're darshening. It's in the pasuk. Soichel olaf chametz. Mi isurim mishem bal teichel olaf chametz yotzeze shein isurim mishem bal teichel chametz. So the Gemara said, let's go and say instead of mi isurim mishem bal teichel olaf chametz, mi isurim mishem bal teichel olaf chametz bevad yotzeze shein isurim mishem bal teichel olaf chametz bevad el mishem also bal teichel tevel. So that's in the drasha, but it doesn't say that in the brisa. Says the Gemara, you're right. El machbar tikkun sheishes. We go back to the first pshat that it goes a li bedir of Shimon and ain yisachal iser. That's the reason why you can't go and use these matzahs, because you have a tevel problem and you have no chametz problem. Have a wonderful day on my site.
And a potential chametz problem.
The Gemara said, according to Reb Shimon, you have no potential chametz problem, because ein iser chal al isur. You have tevel on Pesach, and you take the tevel and you go a mishin mashin, and you put
it chalas.
You make it into chalas. It's the most beautiful challah, and you go and eat it. Ain't it a chalisa? There's no din of chametz on that.
Wow.
No din of chametz. Only din of tevel.
Okay.
Have a wonderful ain't it a chalisa? On Yom Kippur, you have that nevela.
Right.
You do not have to bring a karm chatas. If you did it b'mezid, you won't get karis if you eat that nevela. You'll be over the isa nevela, but you won't get a kuntim shim. Not a kuntas. Have a wonderful Shabbos. So everybody should have an easy fast. And make sure we continue on Sunday morning from Daf Lamed Vav from Tanur Rabbanan. We're holding now. Zag your bench. You're wondering, what are you going to do tomorrow? You can go in Chazer for the last 7 days of Daf Yomis, or prepare for Sunday. Okay, Robert, have a wonderful Shabbos, and have an easy fast. Same Steve. Thing, Mr. Marin, same thing, David, all the rest.
Steve wasn't on today because it's too late.